We're now joined by another guest on the Stanley Fence and Gates Hotline. That's Brian Penske, the head coach of the Tennessee Lady Vols soccer team. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jimmy. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for joining us. And I just wanted to get your reaction from the news of Mark Emmert announcing that there would be no NCAA championships for fall sports. Your thoughts?
I wouldn't say that it hit me like it hit the winter and spring sports, you know, 5 months ago. We kind of have feared this and wondered this for quite a while. It was kind of just becoming more and more inevitable as each of these conferences kind of went by the wayside over the last 2 weeks, you know. It was more just a formal announcement. You know, they've got the, and I've just honestly learned about this in the last 10 days, the rule that if 50% of schools don't participate, then the NCAA championship is automatically canceled. And within the last several days, we went below that 50% threshold, and so that announcement came. And now within the league, because we are obviously a league that is still standing and hoping and wanting to play, now we're just trying to iron through that and see what our best course forward is.
So do you anticipate having an SEC championship in soccer?
I do believe, virus willing, we will have an SEC championship. The question is, will that be in the fall or will that be in the spring? The NCAA has said that they're going to continue to research the spring schedule and all the different championships that have to take place in the winter and the spring and see if they can move the fall championships to the spring. And they're going to make that decision and announcement, I believe, by next Friday or on next Friday, August 21st. And then that will kind of steer us in terms of do we still try to, because as of these last couple weeks, we've been talking about a 10-game SEC schedule. A lot of these conferences, obviously, in the sports of football, and then, you know, the soccers and the volleyballs have said, you know, conference only. We've been moving to that. We haven't made that formal announcement because we were waiting on the NCAA. But that has been the lean to play in a 10-game SEC schedule this fall, followed by an SEC tournament. If they move the NCAA tournament to the spring, then we have another conversation to be had. However, and Mark Emmert, I think, alluded to this, even the possibility of a diminished field in basketball or a bubble situation in basketball. So the NCAA tournament, as we've known it in the past, is not going to be normal this year if it does, in fact, happen in the spring. So what we as a coaching group within the SEC right now are weighing, what do we want to do? Do we want to try and play a full SEC season and tournament this fall? Do we want to wait till the spring or some variation of that? And honestly, this is, while it was just a formal announcement yesterday, we weren't expecting it. We thought it was going to not come until the 19th or the 21st next week. So even though it's formal and now kind of official, we weren't expecting it, and so it's still kind of fresh in terms of, okay, what are our next steps forward?
Brian, as coaches in college soccer, do you feel like your voices are being heard and you're able to communicate what your positions and feelings are, even that you representing your student athletes, or do you think these are just out of even the coaches' hands, that these are being made just on the top level to where, you know, maybe they don't get a chance to hear your voice as much as you'd like?
You know, Jimmy and John had me on about a month ago or so, and I said it then, and I'll say it again. The SEC is an amazing conference with amazing leadership, and I think we're continuing to see that right now when the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12 are still trying to play football. And are they going to play football? We still don't know. Do they want to play football? obviously we know the answer to that. And I think Commissioner Sankey's kind of mood coming out of this last week with the other conferences, we don't have to decide now, right? We can still continue to take our time with the hopes that it's going to happen, right? Let's get kids back on campus. Let's see how we do. We want to play. In our sport, right, we have pretty much weekly or biweekly Zoom sessions with representatives from the SEC as a coaching group. And then we've had one with Commissioner Sankey. He had one last night with members of volleyball, soccer, and cross country from around the league. He wanted to hear their thoughts. So, and I think right now it is, they want to know, what do we as a coaching group want to do? Obviously, there are factors outside of our control. However, I very much feel like, and we feel like as a coaching group, we are being heard. Now, the problem is getting 14 coaches on the same page. That can be a real challenge. You know, even, you know, the scenarios we're talking about right now. Do we want to play right now and play a 10-game season and an SEC tournament? Do we want to wait and put all of our eggs in a spring basket? Or do we want to play some competitive games this fall and then possibly some competitive games in the spring followed by an SEC tournament? And reaching a consensus on that is not easy. And it's in the same way I was out for a run with one of my assistants today and saying it is amazing that we all are dealing with this pandemic and we are all dealing with the same virus, but there are different approaches and different reactions all over the place. And you wish it wasn't that way. But it is what it is. We are where we are, and we are where we are in so many ways over the course of the over the geography of the country, over the political landscape, and now here we are within college athletics, conference to conference. So it's challenging stuff.
Yeah, there's so many layers to it. And last thing for me before Jimmy, we'll get back to you because we've got the top of the hour. But there's, with the spring, there could be a lot of things happening in the spring, a lot of things moving to the spring. How much consideration is there for now all these different things, all these different sports going on at the same time? What does spring look like in terms of challenges for your sport?
As challenging as it gets. I mean, you know, on the totem pole, and I just said it to our team 10 minutes ago, on the totem pole, we are number three. In the fall, winter, spring totem pole, we are number three. Winters had their championships canceled. Spring has had their championships canceled. And it might be our turn, you know. So trying to squeeze, there are 22 fall championships. That's a lot of championships. Mm-hmm. I can't name the 22 sports right now that cover the championships, but to all of a sudden, you know, squeeze that into an already very packed NCAA championship winter and spring schedule, I don't have a ton of faith in it. Might they have great intentions and want to do that? Maybe so. But that's going to be really challenging. And then you factor in the virus, right? Because we're not snapping our fingers and this thing's gone in March. So I think those are all factors in the decision and the votes that we're going to be putting forward to the ADs and the commissioner over the next week.
Brian, we have just a little bit of, over a minute left, but I wanted to ask you this question. It appears to me is that the majority of the schools that canceled soccer were from smaller schools, and that dropped you below the 50% threshold. If that's accurate, how disappointing is that, that you're kind of dictated by the smaller schools not having soccer?
You know, I think we all felt like, and, you know, I say what I did in terms of all of us being on kind of different pages and different philosophies, and I am not judging anyone. You know, this is there. You know, lots of people have died, and if conferences don't have the funds to do the testing or the support that they need to really have their kids safely on campus, and they make the, they need to make the decision that is in the best interest for their student athletes. I understand it. I support it. It's okay. Where I'm really a happy guy right now is knowing that we're in the SEC and Commissioner Sankey and Philip Fulmer right here on our campus. They want to give our kids every opportunity they can to compete. And we just asked them, so all these different scenarios we're talking about right now with you, we put it out to our kids 10 minutes ago, and they're like, we just want to play. We want to play. We want to compete. Yeah. Right? Let's go. So I'm happy that we are still standing and that our league is going to do everything possible to allow our kids to compete.
All right. Fantastic. Hey, Brian, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you're able to compete, whether that's in the fall, in the spring, whatever it is. Hope you're able to get back out there and play, and we certainly appreciate your time.
All right, Brian. Guys. Well, thanks for having me on.
Thank you. And that is Brian Penske, head coach of the Lady Vols soccer team.